Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Carolina Coletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival with George Clooney, Matt Damon, Julian Moore, Alexandre Desplat, director, actor, and composer of Suburbicon. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, first of all, George, do you think, did you think that a cynical comedy like this could be the most effective way we have today to highlight all the contradictions that we have in society?
I think if you look at how well, starting with things like John Stewart, for instance, during the Bush administration, I think the best way to talk about these issues sometimes is by making fun of them. I think that works out pretty well, and I find that to be inspiring at times. So it seems like it's a good way. It's good entrance into opening the conversation. I think it is.
Julian, how would you describe your character? I mean, I try to picture and imagine how would have been for her to live with her sister and this relationship, because I could see no light, no moral code, but maybe there was something else.
No, I thought that was the most interesting thing about these characters, and that the fact that Margaret was somebody who had no agency. You know, she had no life of her own. She doesn't have her own house. She lives, you know, she works in a grocery store. She has no future. She has no marriage. The life that she covets is the one that her sister has. So the only way she sees to get any power, is by marrying this guy and getting rid of her sister. So that's her avenue. And so you realize at the very beginning, she has been marginalized. She is low status. So she's the one who says, go across the street and play with that little boy. What are you talking about? But as she becomes more and more involved in this plot, she's doing it. You know, she stops being able to step outside of that. Her desire is blinded to everything else. She just wants to be part of that system. And that was interesting to me, kind of the stratas of power and authority and where everybody stood in this world.
Matt, we see, or at least I saw, an evolution of your character in being evil. You know, did you perceive it like that? There's something that you save from this?
Yeah. This is based on a Coen Brothers script, and it's kind of one of their tropes is the character who kind of, you know, it's trying to control a situation and it's just spiraling, you know, kind of beyond their control. And actually each scene that I'm in, I start the scene by trying to assert control over a situation, and by the end of the scene I've completely lost control. So that's a really kind of funny dynamic, and it's always funny to watch people in movies making really horrible decisions. You know, it's just fun. You know,
your
and then
karma is always following you around. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You're going, oh, now, you know, as George said, you know, every time they come to a fork in the road, they go the wrong way. And that's fun, and that's a lot of fun to watch.
Alexander, did you feel that with your music you contributed also to the positive message of the film, that even if you come from evil, you can do something good, as the boy we hope will do?
I think the only light we have through the film is what George added to the story, which is the two boys and the period, the 1957 period that the movie is set in. So I think the music keeps this light all the way, so that we're not completely desperate and have some hope about humanity.
So do you see hope? Do you see that even if we come from evil?
Listen, I'm a very optimistic person. I'm cynical. Because I think I think that we make a lot of mistakes, but I always feel like we're going to figure it out along the way. And I'm always optimistic about young people. So yeah, I'm optimistic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's for Suburbicon. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.